Podcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, and we are all so happy. Hope your family is safe and sound. John Chitwood, our expert mechanic in studio with us, Southern Boulevard Automotive. John, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you very much.
I'm always glad to see you because every time I have you on the show, I get emailed. I get emailed questions about cars and things. And if you want to email us, you can contact me at jim@abqconnect.online. You can call us at 505-338-5790. I've got 9 or 10 questions today from listeners that have sent in questions. And I'm going to start right away, John. Good. I want to let our listeners know that if you have a car issue, you can call Southern Boulevard Automotive at 505-892-2300. They're located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, south side of the street on Southern, pretty close to Unser.
Yeah, one light east of Unser. We're right across the street from McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, we drive by and wave at you all the time, John. Hey, and people that go to your car repair shop, they don't have to go in for car repairs very much.
Because
you take care of them.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you'll say that, like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. Good for you, bad for me.
But you know what? I have to say this. I know that these people that have sent in questions are not having a good time. They've got issues.
Of course.
But I sometimes, especially the first one, I have to laugh at this one because, and let me just read it. It says, when I turn my steering wheel, I hear a sound like Darth Vader breathing. What is that noise, John?
pretty much what ends up happening is the fluid more likely gets low. Okay.
This is the power steering.
Yeah. Whether it be a seal, a line, a pump, whatever it may be, may actually end up having a leak. Mm-hmm. And when the fluid gets low, then you'll either start hearing a whine, like, when you're turning. That's usually the most common. But when you hear it could actually just be a groan. It could actually come out of the rack as well. Mm. Now we've seen that before.
Well, and I got to add to this question. I mean, is it pretty dangerous if they don't take care of it pretty
soon?
Well,
I mean, you got to figure, if you don't have power steering, what do you have?
You have regular steering.
Well, no, you have hard steering because what's funny is because the way they made the worm drives and everything in the old gearboxes or the before they had, power steering, they actually made it so it would be turnable, to a point. But now when the tolerances and everything, it needs fluid to move pistons side to side so you can turn. If you don't have that pressure coming out of the power steering pump, now it's twice as hard as it would if it was manual steering.
Common things that make power steering pumps leak, is there like a hose or something that'll sometimes?
Front pump seals, pressure lines, return hoses. Mm-hmm. Generally not so much on the return hoses because it's low pressure. Mm-hmm. Usually the high pressure hose and the pumps are the most common. I take that back. Even rack and pinions as well, the side seals or even the pinion seal.
So does this person need to call you and come by, or can they just drop by? Tell me what you prefer.
They could actually literally just drop by, and we can step out there and look at it real quick. I mean, it's really fairly simple.
And, John, I have to ask the COVID questions. Okay. I know you're doing some things to make people comfortable and safe.
Oh, yeah. We clean, wipe. We actually have a service that we're offering for people, because that's one thing they were talking about that I had heard. That used car sales was going to go plummeting because no one wanted to buy a car someone else had because they could have been sick and stuff like this. So, we researched it and got into it, and we're actually doing a anti-virus bacterial, kind of almost like and because if it's going to live anywhere, it's going to live in your vents. Mm. It's going to live in your air conditioning because mold, viruses, bacteria will cling to a warm, wet surface, and which is going to be like a heater core or an evaporator core or something like that inside your air ducts. That's where it's going to live. I mean, outside. It's not going to live that long inside your car, but it will in the ducting.
Gotcha.
Coming in. So what we do is, if it has, most all vehicles now, anything like usually above, 2003, 2004 has a cabin air filter. And if they do have a cabin air filter, what we do is we remove the cabin air filter. We spray this antibacterial, it's through BG products, and it goes in and it actually kills viruses and bacteria. And, oh, nice. And then it goes in the whole car, and then we seal up the car, you know, close all the windows to the car and let it run with that in there, and it actually kills all those viruses. And then we put a fresh cabin air filter in.
And so you end up with a much safer car.
Oh, yeah.
They come into Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Yeah, and we even spray the, we'll spray the cabin air filter so it actually has that, you know, that bacteria fighting, solution on it as well.
John Chitwood in studio with us from Southern Boulevard Automotive, longtime sponsor of KNKT. John, you advertise here because you hope our listeners will come in and give you lots of business, but you also do it because you support the ministry here. And
that's the main reason, and it really is. I had come on board. You're looking for that avenue by which, you know, God has blessed you. How can you, take that talent, you know, as Jesus said, you know, when he tells the story of, you know, the talents that he gave each man, he says, how do you take that talent and make more talent? You know, have more money out of it. And I'm not talking, you know, more money for me. I'm talking actually the more money for, you know, for the radio station, you know,
sure.
Sponsoring, you know, golf tournaments, you know, bringing, you know, that and sponsoring, you know, like, you know, I get phone calls. Hey, we have this promotion going. Says, yeah, put me on board.
Well, Channel 13.
Right.
Came
exactly.
to us and said, gee, we'd really like to have your Mother's Day services. We'd like to have your Easter services where we started.
Right.
And you stepped up and helped us underwrite that. And because it's, gets expensive.
Yeah, and it does. I mean, and that's why, you know, and I know that, you know, that the church isn't going to fund that. And it's like, you know, well, you know, God's blessed us. Give it back.
Right. Have a caller that called in and left a question here.
Okay.
Do different pitches of sound in your car mean different things?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And it's funny you say that. Right. I mean, I'm talking minutes before I left the shop. Mm-hmm. My manager, Cody Hack, she asked me to take a test drive in a truck. Mm-hmm. And I came back and I said, let's go for a ride. Because he says, I think it has a rear end noise, you know, a whine, you know, for diesel and stuff like that. And we got in it. I mean, it sounds like the power steering is going out. The transfer case is ready to explode.
Wow.
And the rear end definitely has a lot of noise. And it's like, the noises were just atrocious. So, yes, every noise in a car is different and it means different things. Like we said, power steering is a whine or a moan or a hiss. You can also have brakes with a grind. Okay, obviously it's a way different sound. Mm-hmm. Or a squeak, you know, mm-hmm. from the strikers from the pads hitting. You can have clunks. You can have clicking. CV axles, when you're turning, you hear a clicking. You know, when you accelerate, you get, if you have a rear-wheel drive vehicle like yours, you know, you accelerate and you hear a in the back of your vehicle. Well, that means you either got a bearing or a ring and pinion ready to go out in the back. You can have, so many different noises, you know, a vibration that comes on only intermittently. Well, your bearing probably in your cooling fan is starting to go out. You know, I have a squeak, a real screech when I first start up the car. Well, your belt is either dry or loose.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, everything has tons of different noises, and they all mean different things.
And when you start hearing those, you need to get them checked out.
Exactly.
Because they could be catastrophic.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, they're indicators of a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, not fabricators,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
of the problem. You know, they're actually an indicator. You have a problem. Get it in. And that's another thing, like with check engine lights, it's the same thing.
Yeah. John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. He is answering our questions today. You can email your question if you'd like to jim@abqconnect.online or give us a call at 505-338-5790. I've got a list, John, here of 8 or 9 things I'm going to ask you. So
okay.
The second question is about a 2018 Toyota Corolla. And she writes, I noticed my front tire is worn way down on the outside of the tire. The rest of my tires are fine. My tires have less than 5,000 miles on them. I just bought them in October. What is happening?
What is the problem is your alignment is off. Okay. The right front tire, if the outside is the only thing that's wearing, that means you actually have negative camber where it's laying out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's laying on the edge of the tire, and that's one of the only parts that's actually touching the highway or more prominently touching the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the inside tire will have plenty of tread, outside is not because the alignment is off. Or it can actually be one of those things too, where I've actually seen one gentleman, he would come in his truck and he would cut real sharp into a driveway that was really, really rough. Mm-hmm. And I just kept telling him, I said, man, you come in here awful hard. And sure enough, he got out to the right side of his side tire on the right front, and it was just chewed up. And I said, I'm telling you, I said, you always come in here. I said, and you just cut that hard. Do you do that where everywhere you go? He goes, well, yeah. I said, well, there's your problem. I said, the whole truck leans that way.
Well, again, I got to bring up the possible danger of not getting your alignment fixed. First of all, she's ruined some tires.
Correct. Money.
Or at least one tire.
Yeah, there's money there.
Right. That's got to, I haven't seen good tires cheaper than about $100 a tire.
Agreed.
So you're losing that money. And if you don't get it fixed, I've seen tire cords.
Oh, yes.
Underneath the treads where, heck, at any moment you could have a blowout you've worn out that one little area of your tire.
Unsafe to drive. I've had plenty of people, hundreds of people come in over the years, and you're looking down at their tires, and like you said, you get steel cords sticking out of the tire.
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly. It's ready to blow.
Yeah.
It's ready to blow. Now, you talk about the dangers in that. We think about this, and like I said, if your tire is laying flat on the road in a correct manner, now the contact of the tire, you have more traction on the highway, your stopping ability's better, everything. But if I take that tire and I lean it to the outside, now I half my tread is not really touching the road like it should. Mm-hmm. I've got a thinner edge now laying on that road. What's my stopping ability? What's my turning ability? What's my handling ability? All those have been decreased. So you got to understand the car is designed a certain way. It has a design and a purpose, and that, to get you safely to from point A to point B, all tires need to be laying completely flat on the road, and that's what alignments are for.
I always get the impression that car guys like you, John, drive faster than you should. Is this true?
No habla español. Thank you for calling.
That is so funny.
Don't make me admit that on there.
Oh, well, I know you're a Jeep guy, so I know on the dirt you do some crazy stuff, man. I really do.
I have a tendency to, I'm just checking out the suspension.
John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. He's here to answer your questions and a bunch that we already have that we're going through today. If you'd like to give us a call, call us at 338-5790. We'll be back right after these messages.
This week on Bless Israel with Yael Eckstein, the president and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
It's an extraordinary time. The virus that the world is fighting together. And the fellowship is really God's messengers right now on the ground in Israel. That if we had a calling, if we had a mission every single day of the year, it was to let the Jewish people know that they're not alone. For Jews and Christians to come together in shared values, to say, we are there for one another.
Discover how you can bless Israel and God's chosen people. Join us for Bless Israel, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews at helpjewishpeople.org.
He's a no-nonsense conservative fighting the Washington machine. Congressman Jim Jordan took on the radicals and the liberal media, defending President Trump in the sham impeachment hearings. Now he's asking for an ally in the fight, Yvette Harrell.
I'm fighting for our country and our president every day, and I'm asking you to send Yvette Harrell to join us in that fight. I'm Jim Jordan. I've known Yvette for years. She's rock solid. She'll boldly stand with President Trump to secure our border, hold China accountable, and help restart our great economy. Don't believe the special interest lies you're hearing. Vote Yvette Harrell for Congress.
Conservative leaders like Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and Mike Huckabee endorse Yvette Harrell for Congress because they know she's the only candidate who has consistently stood behind President Trump.
I'm Yvette Harrell, and I approve this message. I'm ready to join proven conservatives like Jim Jordan in Congress to take on the radicals and defend President Trump.
Vote trusted conservative Yvette Harrell for Congress. Paid for by Yvette Harrell for Congress.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
When Christ's earthly ministry was over, he gathered his disciples together and he commissioned them. And by extension, every generation was commissioned with the same thing. We're to be serious about propagating the gospel. The central verb in that passage, it's straightforward. It's noticeably uncomplicated. It's just simply to make disciples. Now, the three words that surround it remind us of the phases of that. We're to be baptizing them, which means we've got to reach them with the gospel. We've got to then teach them to preserve everything that Christ commanded. And then we've got to get out there and do what the disciples did. They went out to make these disciples. So Christ gave us a clear directive, a promise to be with us until the work is done. So let's get out there today and start working to get that job done.
Get more hard-hitting, straight-up Bible teaching when you listen to Focal Point's half-hour program. Consider Pastor Mike Fabares as your personal Bible coach. He'll take you through the paces right here on this station. And listen anytime at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jim Williams here with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. If you have an automotive concern, please give John a call at 892-2300. John or his staff, he's taking all kinds of measures right now, John, to protect people during COVID, things that people are afraid of and nervous about and all of those kind of things.
Yep.
You can drop off your car. You have some towing available. Yep. Tell us how some of those things work for customers.
The towing is free within a 10-mile radius, and after that it's $5 a mile. So if you're, let's say you're 12 miles away from the shop, it's $10.
Okay. Okay. And that really helps people. I've got a question right now from a listener. Says, I have a 2003 Honda Civic with 90,000 miles. It has been parked in my grandmother's garage for 10 years. The battery is dead. Should I have it towed to your shop or buy a battery and try to start it and drive it over to check it out?
Well, here's the problem. I mean, there's different things you got to ask here. Has it been sitting and nobody driving it, period, the end, for this long? Okay. And the reason being is the gas factor. Mm-hmm. Gas does not keep. Gas will actually turn into almost like a varnish. Okay. If it's been sitting that long. And there is a distinct smell old gas has. I mean, distinct. Once you smell it, you'll never forget it. And if it has in fact gotten to that point, do not, and I repeat, do not even try remotely starting the car. Because mm-hmm. what'll end up happening is if the pump in the tank is not ruined already, mm-hmm. It'll pick up that old gas, shove it in there, and that varnish will, that gas is turned almost like a shellac, uh-huh. will get in there, hit the valves, seize the valves inside the guide seals, and the pistons will come up and hit the valves.
So it sounds like we need to call Southern Boulevard Automotive, get the vehicle towed over to you. You'll get the gas tank drained out.
But we got to see. Got to see first. I mean, I've had people say, oh, it's been sitting this entire time. And you get there and you smell the gas and you're like, are you sure? Well, we used to drive it around ever so often. I'm like, well, that's not completely sitting.
Okay. Now, do you make house call? Can you go over there and check it out? Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. Just give me a call. I mean, if it's something like that, I just go over myself. I go over myself and I'll look at it and say, this is what needs to happen.
I didn't know you made house calls.
Oh yeah. I've had people call. I've even had people call like, hey, I've got this, I had a guy call me up. I got a 1970 Javelin.
Yeah.
Would you come over and,
I've got an AMC Javelin. Remember those looked pretty cool back in the day.
I got there.
Yeah.
And it was immaculate.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm talking like showroom. Uh-huh. And I was like, you're kidding me. And he goes, oh, no, I'm trying to sell it. I'm like, dude, wow, I bet you are.
John, that reminds me of your commercials.
What's that?
This story. You talk about God restoring us.
Okay, exactly.
But you also talk about people that maintain their vehicles.
Exactly right.
And they're in great shape and they run better. And tell us about that.
You know, my thought behind that commercial, and you got to understand, I grew up in a family where I was the black sheep. Mm. I was the one that, when I came to Christ, I had this big testimony, which you consider to be big. And I actually consider it to be dark because it's like, I ran from God. Mm-hmm. And yet my brother didn't. Mm-hmm. And he stayed faithful to Christ. Mm-hmm. And I look at him and I go, he's got the better testimony.
Yeah.
But in our nature, we always look at, the person that, was drug out of the gutter, drugs, whatever it may be. And, and God put him back on the road. And praise God for that. Seriously, praise God for that. But think about God's keeping power in the individual.
Yeah.
That he kept. Mm-hmm. And it's not that he didn't keep, but we all had a free will and choice in the matter. But I think he has a better testimony because he stayed with God. He was true to God. you know, and I'm the one that ran away and did my own thing. And yet they were both choices, but he made the wiser choice.
I got to tell you a funny story, and I'm not going to name the pastor, but you'll probably guess who it is. So there's a local pastor. He's a great guy, great Bible teacher. And one day he has been known to get an occasional speeding ticket. And one day he's in the parking lot. And he's got this really cool radar detector on his dashboard. And I should never have said this because I still feel bad. And this was 25 years ago that this happened. Funny. But I said to him, I said, "Is that a Christian radar detector?" And his face turned red. He was obviously really convicted. And I feel bad to this day because, oh man, come on.
Why?
Well, because I didn't want to make him feel bad. But I got to tell you, the radar detector was gone, you know, the next day. And man, but I still feel bad about that because I was just teasing. But I thought you would appreciate that story.
Oh, my
Should
goodness.
Should I ask you the question that I asked you earlier about car guys driving fast? No, I won't do that.
I said, no habla español. Thank you for calling.
All right. Hey, let me ask you about, I know you're a Jeep guy.
Okay.
I was almost wishing that this was one of the other four-wheel drives so you could make fun of them. But since you're a Jeep guy, 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee with 50,000 miles. I'm hearing a high-pitched, low-volume squeal when I brake. Do I need new brakes?
More than likely.
Yeah.
More than likely. I mean, you know, because, I mean, put it this way.
Is there actually an indicator that's supposed to tell you?
It's called a striker. Okay. So it's called a striker. And what it is, it's a piece of steel, you know, and it's a hardened steel, real thin, real thin. And they've got it, riveted on the back of the backing plate of the pad itself. And it's bent. Okay. And it bare, and when it gets down to about an eighth of an inch of pad left, that it's designed for that striker. Like I said, it's real thin to sit there and just barely scrape onto the rotor.
Okay.
And it'll sit there and it'll make this a high pitched squeal.
Okay.
Okay. Now this is a double whammy here. Okay. So let me explain this. I've had people come in and they'll say, "I'm hearing a squeal, but it goes away when I hit my brakes."
Right.
Okay. In fact, Daniel Aragon of Parchments, he brought his Jeep in, yesterday and he had that same thing. He goes, "I'm hearing a squeak. But as soon as I hit the brakes, it goes away." And that's what it is. And the pad itself flexes. And it was flexing and going away. And then you can also have it where that when you hit the brakes, that striker hits the rotor at the same time. So, I mean, either way, but yeah. And if it goes away or it shows up when you hit your brakes, yes, it's obviously in the brakes because it's there no other time.
So again, this is on a disc brake.
Correct.
Is that what we're talking
Correct.
About? And that's where two brake pads kind of squeeze a disc.
Correct.
Kind of like you'd see on a bicycle or a motorcycle.
Correct.
And those are much more effective than the drum brakes that expand into
yes,
a drum, right?
Exactly.
But drum brakes are great.
Well, I mean, you know, not on the front of a vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, well, and see, that's where they used to be back in, you know, early, yeah. I mean, you know, early 70s or even to the 60s, they actually had front drums.
Okay.
Okay. And if they were the slightest bit out of adjustment, that thing would shoot to the right or the left.
Oh.
I mean, dive down, all kinds of stuff.
A lot of binding.
Oh, my. It was bad.
But here was my question. So, again, we're talking about these little noises that are indicators.
Right.
If you don't take care of that, and I've had this happen, where all of a sudden you've got this terrible grinding, like
right.
you push the brake pedal, and you know that brake pad is totally gone, and you're just digging into
those
rotors.
Yeah, it's metal to metal now. It's metal to metal. And what ends up happening? It's not iron sharpening iron here.
And,
this is
and
actually,
I just increased my bill exponentially.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in a heartbeat. I mean, you got to figure, I mean, one of the cheapest rotors out there is going to be $30.
Mm.
And one of the most expensive that I see, like on a one ton, it can be $200 and $300.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, it's up to you. You know, either fix it now or fix it or pay later.
Listen to the noises. Caller called in and asked, what different measures should we take in protecting our vehicles with the weather heating up?
Okay, same thing as the winter, okay?
Okay.
Get your antifreeze checked.
Okay.
You know, get levels, okay? Because now, with the heat, right. pressures are going to increase. Mm. Where you had a small leak, now it's going to be a big leak.
Mm.
Okay? Air conditioning, the same thing. A lot of people, now, they've actually kind of curtailed this with on the air conditioning systems, they actually, because your air conditioning runs, in the winter when you turn on your defroster.
Oh.
Okay. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
And
is that because it removes moisture from the air?
Exactly. Okay. And because try this. Well, you can't try it anymore. I was going to say, try clearing your windows without turning on the AC.
Yeah.
And it's like the old days. I'm talking, you know, when you were a child.
Right. Well, I know air conditioning in a home removes moisture from the air.
Exactly.
Whereas, of course, swamp cooler actually creates coolness by evaporating.
Exactly. It's the evaporative, you know, cooling where it's actually blowing air through the water, thereby sending moist air into it. It actually, you know, puts moisture in the air.
Sure. I've noticed that refrigerated air, which is in a car.
Correct.
Really dries you out.
Exactly right. Oh, and that's like in a house too. I mean, you know, in the summer, you know, when you're running your swamp cooler, all of a sudden you have doors, you know, start sticking that never stuck before.
Right.
During
the
winter.
Right. John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive, in studio with us. Our number here at the studio is 338-5790. John, another customer has a 1996 Jeep. A lot of Jeeps, so you like this.
It's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand.
And he says, what is a rear main seal? This, again, is a 96 Jeep. I think he's concerned that it might not be worth repairing. Is it worth repairing? The Jeep runs great otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, and it is worth repairing. And let me tell you why. It's a simple repair on this particular model. Okay. More than likely, he's going to have the 4.0, which is the straight in line six. The oil pan's got to come down. The rear main seal, what it is, the main bearing seal on the back of the motor. Okay. Takes a lot of pressure.
That's between the transmission and the motor?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But in his case, you don't have to remove the transmission to do it.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is not that expensive of a repair. Drop the pan down, the main bearing you have to pull down. It's a two-piece seal. You just rotate it in and out. I put a new seal in there. Oh yeah, well worth it.
Oh, great.
Well worth the repair. Now, on other vehicles that have a one-piece seal, mm-hmm. you have to remove the transmission to get to it.
So you either have to drop the transmission and...
Or pull the motor, one or the other.
And you're talking, I mean, is that thousands of
dollars? No. Generally speaking, some of the worst rear main seals will run you, I mean, the worst, high dollar ones, $700-$800.
Yeah.
You know?
John, I had you look at my Nissan Armada some time ago.
Correct.
And I have a very slow leak from the rack and pinion.
Correct.
Of steering fluid.
Correct.
So I watch it. I don't get the noises. It's working fine, right. But it's just a very slow little leak. In fact, I don't ever see on the ground
any drips.
Any evidence of
correct.
It. But I can see in the level, and then you checked it out. So you had given me an idea. I mean, that vehicle is probably worth about maybe $3,000.
Right.
Well, here's what I did. I told you, I said, well, I don't want to go spend X number of dollars to fix this because it's not worth it. I'll just drive it like it is. I'll watch the level. And then I went and started looking at some new cars. And boy, there's some really neat new cars. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went to one of our sponsors, Petrie Buick GMC. Love those GMC trucks.
Yeah.
But after I looked at that, I mean, I'm not in a position where I could buy a car for cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I need to get through another maybe 6 months, 8 months, hopefully, with this vehicle. So I think it's going to be worth that repair.
Well, maybe, maybe not. And here's why I'm trying to say is, and I'm not trying to, you know, shoo off work or anything like that.
Sure.
But at the same time, how bad is the leak? And let's say, and with the power steering, okay, how many times a month do you add fluid?
You know, I actually only have to put it in about every 45 days and just a little bit. I mean, like, I don't know, half a cup.
Right.
You know, I don't know how many ounces that is.
Now, the leak's not going to get better.
Right.
Okay. That's what you got to keep in mind. But at the same time, you don't ever want to get it to a point where it's, you know, because this is generally what ends up happening is people forget about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What about all these things that you find at the O'Neill's and the auto supply stores that are, you know, throw this in, fix a leak, kinds of things.
You know what some of those are in there?
No.
Is brake fluid they've put in it.
Oh.
Brake fluid on a petroleum, seal you know, that's to hold back petroleum, because you got to remember, and I know I'll confuse people with this, but the seals, the rubber seals in a brake system are different than the oil seals in an engine. They're made of a different rubber, like a neoprene, okay? Okay. Where one, you know, the brake fluid does not damage those type of seals.
Okay.
Okay. But if you put petroleum into brake fluid, it will demolish the seals and you'll destroy your whole system.
Right.
Okay. Now, vice versa though, when, they actually have calculated how much brake fluid they can put into something. Uh-huh. Okay. And not quote unquote damage it. Uh-huh. And what that brake fluid does is swell the seals.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And that's essentially what it does, where the seal may be hard as a rock and that's why it's leaking. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they put the brake fluid in there and it runs for so long. And all of a sudden that seal starts to get soft and swell. And all of a sudden now you're like, look, my leak is gone.
Hey, I know a lot of people in this world that are really creative. And they understand how to cut corners on stuff.
Right.
But my observation is that they really end up spending more money than if they just got
in the long
fixed.
Run. Oh, that's a guarantee.
And so I really encourage people, give John Chitwood a call at Southern Boulevard Automotive. If you have any kind of automotive concern, his number is 505-892-2300. They're located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho.
Correct.
Just a little bit east of Unser.
One light.
And Southern.
Mm-hmm.
More with John Chitwood answering our questions today about our cars and repairs. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
Are you having a craving for authentic and delicious New Mexican cuisine? Sadie's On Academy is offering phone-in, curbside pickup, and online ordering with menu items like their shredded beef brisket tacos, Brian's carne adobada ribs, sopapilla sliders, and more. Don't forget to pick up their famous Sadie's chips and salsa, located at 5400 Academy Road Northeast. Orders can be placed at 505-821-3388. That's 505-821-3388.
Ever walk into a movie late? You may never catch up on the plot. Well, same's true of the Bible. Miss the opening book, and you'll have questions all the way through.
Genesis is the foundation. It's the ground floor. If we don't understand the book of Genesis, we won't understand what follows the book of Genesis.
That's Skip Heitzig reminding that our redemption through Jesus' death and resurrection starts in the book of Genesis.
God says to Satan, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. It's a promise of the Redeemer. It's the seed plot of the rest of the Bible.
Rediscover the foundation of your faith. In Skip Heitzig's book, you can understand the book of Genesis. Our gift to you when you give $35 or more today to help keep this ministry on the air. Request your copy when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer. Or you can call 800-922-1888. That's 800-922-1888.
God is love. God's love is intrinsic. It is as essential to God as light is to the sun, as blue is to the sky, as wet is to water. You don't make water wet, it is wet. In all of these cases, the attribute is intrinsic to the object. Take great joy in your God. He loves you. Hey, this is Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Connect with us at crossfellowship.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our listeners are very familiar with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. John, you've been advertising on our station for a long time. You've also advertised on K-Light, which is Star 88, K-L-Y-T. A lot of people that have been in Albuquerque know that K-Light was the first contemporary Christian music station of its kind in the country. And, of course, now there's bigger radio stations and stuff all over, and music is important to a lot of our listeners. And I want to thank our listeners for listening to both Star 88 and KNKT. And We're answering your questions this afternoon, or I should say John is answering your questions this afternoon about car repairs and so forth. If you have a question for John coming up anytime in the next few weeks, give him a call at 505-892-2300. Southern Boulevard Automotive is located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, a little bit east, one light east of Unser and Southern Boulevard. I noticed that they finally finished the construction up there, John. Wow, the construction on Southern was there for like, it seems like 3 years. It's all nice, beautiful. How about the restaurants and everything up in Rio Rancho, up and down Southern? A lot of them open for carry out and that type of thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody, if it's a restaurant, they're all open for carry out. Okay. Every one of them that I know of.
Yeah.
Or that I frequent, I should say.
I kind of like Joe's.
Joe's Pasta House?
Joe's Pasta House. Mm-hmm. Pretty good place. That's pretty close to you.
Yeah, just right down the road. Probably about a mile. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very tasty. Good Italian food. Nice steaks.
Right. Yeah. The only restaurant that I know of that, and it closed up last weekend, was Sally Boy's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Been there for 38 years.
And they closed their doors.
Yeah, they closed the doors. I mean, it was a good, great run. Great run for him. You know, he's a good friend of mine. You know, love him to death.
As a businessman, John, you think COVID is going to, we're going to have a lot more doors closing?
It's a guarantee.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, is it a percentage of 10%, 20%, or?
I think it's the small businesses that will, you'll never see them again.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying that by far. I'm just saying there's a lot of what we always call in terms of mom and pop, they're going to go away. There's just no way they can survive, you know, 60 days of being closed.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I want to mention that Star 88 and KNKT are back in action honoring the heroes in our city. We're out this week delivering food from our friends at Casa Taco. Casa Taco is providing meals for healthcare workers, and we're delivering them out to people in the city. Monica Griego, who's part of our sales team here, she's out actually delivering food and has had some really cool stories. I mean, she went a couple days ago over to what I always refer to as St. Joseph's Hospital.
Oh,
it's Loveless. I mean, I just know that because I've been here my whole life and St. Joseph's just rings true. But Loveless is a great place. And what they did is they said, look, why don't you take it across the street to our folks that work across the street? And so she went across the street. She had exactly the number of tacos for the people working in the labs and things over there, and they were so thankful. And nobody asked for this.
Wow, that's good.
You know, we're just delivering it to people. And almost always, in fact, every report that I've seen is people are just really blessed by that. So if you have, I want you to take this idea. Don't just let us do it. If you know some folks that are working hard and they're essential workers, I don't care where they work, go bless them with some food. That'll bless the restaurants. That'll bless the workers.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It'll be a lot of fun. So let's get back to some of the listener questions, John. Here's one that's interesting. My oil level is going down about a half a quart every month, but I don't see any leaks or smoke coming from the engine to indicate that I'm burning oil. This is on a 2010 Nissan Pathfinder with 140,000 miles.
Okay, this is going to be a little tricky one. And the only reason I say that is, you could still have an oil leak.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That I understand that, you know, people say, I don't see it. And I get that a lot. Uh-huh. You know, we'll go do an oil change for somebody. And I'll stop and say, and I'll bring them back. I'm like, you've got a bad oil leak here. They say, well, I haven't seen nothing on the ground.
Right.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I can't change the fact that there's oil all over your motor.
you know? There you go.
And sometimes, you know, it won't leak unless you're driving.
And oil on the motor usually is like caked with dirt.
Yeah. So it soaks up too.
Yeah.
You know, you do see that as well. But if they're using a quarter quart, okay, per every, how many miles they say?
140,000.
Every month.
Yeah. Every month.
Okay. Or half quart every month. I'm sorry.
That seems like a lot.
It is. In our respects. Now, there are a couple things could be going on here. One, we could have bad oil rings on the pistons. Mm-hmm. That is the most common.
I think they said that it doesn't look like smoke coming from the engine. So.
True. A lot of the newer oils, like the synthetics and stuff like that, don't smoke is bad at all.
Oh, okay.
In fact, okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. I won't name off all the car manufacturers like Toyota, Chrysler, and different people that I have called on this. But if you go in for an oil consumption problem, okay, let's say I think one of them is if you use a quart every 3,000 miles, mm-hmm. to them, that is acceptable.
Wow.
Exactly. And I've argued with them on the phone. I mean, vehemently argued with them on the phone. I'm like, that is not acceptable. And you go around in circles. Well, it is in our specs. So you get to call the shots here, you know, yeah. And essentially they're like, well, we're not going to do nothing about it. The problem is the oil rings. And what's happening is the oil is getting around the oil rings and getting around the compression spring, ring, and it's getting in and it's burning it. Yeah. And the thing about it is, though, is the oils are getting so hot that you just don't see the smoke.
Mm.
And you don't even see it on the tailpipe. But to them, that is acceptable. But yet you still don't see any smoke coming out there. And it's not like the old days when you used to see this big, you know, a bunch of blue smoke. And you don't really see that anymore.
Right.
Because most of all your oils, if not all of them now, are actually a synthetic blend.
Okay.
You know, a 10-35-30 synthetic blend, and it just isn't going to smoke that bad. So more than likely, if they don't have a leak, and, you know, because there's only two places for oil to go. It's either going to go out the pipe or on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's only two places for oil to go.
Right.
You know, when they're using it. I mean, in the very rare condition that, you know, oil gets into antifreeze, but, you know, we would see that.
Yeah.
But if it's not going on the ground and it's not going out, but it has to go out the tailpipe. So when we're using oil, so more than likely they have internal engine problems, whether it be an oil ring or, you know, or the rings on the pistons or something like that. That's the most common.
Yeah. We've got a lot more questions, John, but as usual, our time is flying by. Yeah. So I'm going to ask our listeners to stay with us. We're going to have a commercial more with John Chitwood. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
New movie Jesus, now streaming online, paints a portrait of the life of Christ unlike anything you've likely seen before. That's because this movie is actually a filmed version of Sight and Sound Productions' acclaimed stage musical. This spectacular production invites audiences to ponder Jesus' ministry. As for the story's violent moments, we see a bit of stage blood, but nothing overly graphic. Ultimately, the play shines a brilliant spotlight of hope on the resurrection and Jesus' gospel message. So we're giving Jesus a 4.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question and answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Chitwood in studio with us, our expert mechanic and the owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive. John, a 2016 Acura MDX. I just bought new tires, the listener writes, and a wheel alignment 1 week ago. Everything was great until Saturday when I drove up to the Hamas. I hit a pothole, and now I'm feeling a vibration in the front. What could be going on?
Couple different things. More than likely, it bent a rim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. I mean, if it hits the pothole hard enough, it can bend a rim. through, through the balance of the tire off.
Is that those little weights that you see kind of clamped on the side of your wheel?
Exactly. You know, threw a weight off, you know, because that made for balancing. It could have thrown a weight, could have even damaged the tire.
Okay.
You know, where, because a lot of times you ever see, and now, you know, as the listeners, you'll think about this. You ever look on the side of a tire and there's a kind of a vertical bubble?
Yes.
Okay. That comes from tagging, curbs.
Ah.
Okay, and what happens is that it'll tag it, and the air will actually get out of the tire and go into that little bubble.
Wow.
You know, and it separates the sidewall. So more than likely, you know, I mean, so a couple of different things. More than likely, the common where you're getting that shaking, either bent a rim, hurt the tire, or threw a weight. One of the three.
Okay, so I'm hearing about a tire problem, mm-hmm. and I know you don't do a lot of tires, right?
Well, we do some, yeah.
You do some?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know that I bought tires from Discount Tire.
Right.
And if you throw a weight, or they balance the tires and they mount them. If anything's ever wrong, you go by there and they just fix it.
Exactly.
So I think if you, depending on where you've purchased the tires, because this person says they just bought them.
Correct.
You know, go to the tire person and see if anything's going on. And I know this about Discount. They don't do any mechanical repairs.
Correct.
And if they can't fix it, you need to call John. And again, John Chitwood's number is 892-2300.
But that's one of the things, and that's the first thing you do. Take the tires off, put them on the balancer. You know, are they straight? Did they throw a weight?
Now, is this something you can do for them?
Yeah, that's
easy. Okay, so you have a tire balancer and all that?
Everything.
So if somebody wants to buy tires, see, I didn't know this about you. I didn't know you could take care of the tires.
Oh, yeah. That's not a problem at all.
The one-stop shop.
But at the same time, I don't discount tire at all. I mean, I've used them too.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, yeah.
You know. I've never heard you diss anybody.
No.
Except people that drive alternative four-wheel drives other than Jeeps.
Like I said, it's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. What was the – back when the Hummers were out, and I know they're out of business and gone, I used to see – Jeep owners, right, with stickers that said Hummer rescue vehicle.
Exactly.
I thought that was an interesting dialogue between those two cultures.
Yes, it is.
And John, there is a culture to car guys.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, I have a neighbor, that I recently met that, when we were talking, he goes, well, you know, like gearheads like us is what, you know, you'll say stuff like that. I think it's funny because, and it's true. I mean, there's a certain point, you know, where, you know, you're almost like a breed or a group, you know, like, you know, I just like this stuff, you know, I like automotive, you know, I like, you know, getting in and tinkering. I like, you know, modifying. I like souping up, whatever it may be.
Yeah. How come you never see people from the Mustang Club hanging out with the Corvette Club guys?
What's that? Oh, they don't want to lose. Well, they usually do hang out with the Corvette guys, usually behind them.
Oh, wow. That hurts. I love the competition. That is so funny. I love finding guys that are wearing one NFL jersey and the other one's wearing another one. And you just say something about, you say something like, I've got a good friend that loves the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And so I always talk about the Raiders because I'm a Raiders fan.
Oh, okay.
Well, of course, I have no grounds to say anything great about the Raiders. They've been bad for a long time. But of course, the Chiefs are awesome. So, but it is funny to hear the dialogue. It really is.
Yeah. I actually read something the other day. They said that the NFL was, talking about having games, but with no fans in the stands.
Yeah.
And they said they were going to call the Raiders to get some ideas of how to do that.
Yeah. John, I know that you treat everybody the same, regardless of their faith, orientation,
Correct.
Or anything else.
Correct.
Tell us why you've decided to be in a service business and do what you do.
Did not our Lord, the captain of our faith, did not Jesus become friend of sinners? Tax collectors. You know, he didn't come to, you know, drink milk from a Christian cow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, are you guilty by association?
Hey, John, I want to say one thing.
Sure.
I've heard people that are actually tax collectors. Mm-hmm. They work for the IRS. Mm-hmm. They work for the state tax and rev department. Actually get offended when I mention tax collector. And the biblical tax collector is a little different than the taxing authorities that we have now. I mean, they were really taking advantage of people and scamming them and doing things they shouldn't do.
Well, exactly. And it became an abusive thing.
Right.
And they consider, you know, the Jewish person would consider a tax collector a traitor to their culture because they were actually, you know, they weren't taking, that's what Jesus said when he talks to tax collectors. He didn't tell them, you need to stop being a tax collector. He didn't tell them that.
No.
He said, take no more than what you should.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I mean, and that's what it should be with anybody and all of us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's ethical, moral.
Well, John, I want to encourage our listeners. I mean, I want them to know you. I want them to know what you base your life on. And obviously people know that you're committed to Christ. You're also a Bible teacher teaching some Bible
Correct.
Studies at Calvary Albuquerque and involved very much so. You and your wife took a trip here, was it a year ago to Israel or longer?
Well, now it would be 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
2 years. It was year before last.
Did you go with Calvary Albuquerque?
No, we actually went with a real small group.
Oh, okay.
There was only I think they had a full boat with 50 people.
Yeah. Do you think that we're going to get back to being able to travel and do things fairly soon, or are you looking at longer timeline?
My plan, I hope so. Okay. I hope so, because my agenda in my head is to go back to Israel next year.
Oh, nice.
In the next spring. So I pray so.
Yeah.
I do. But as we all know that there's always tomorrow. And
yes.
And we've seen, you know, things go from, you know, a promise of reopening to, okay, another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, now mask for everybody. Okay, now this, you know, LA closed down for another, couple months, and on it goes.
Sure.
So when someone says, well, it looks good today, well, there's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it is. I mean, there's going to be tomorrow. We just don't know what tomorrow holds.
Well, I've heard a lot of people objecting to, you know, being quarantine, social distancing, all of this. One of the things that I found interesting is a couple of the stores like Costco, they want you to wear a mask when you go in.
Correct.
Buck Buckner with Rain Tunnel Car Spas, he does a great job of cleaning cars that you fix.
Right.
He wants you to wear a mask when you go into his store. And what I found myself personally is I have an objective either way. Frankly, a week or so ago, I was kind of lazy, didn't wear a mask, kind of noticed the countenance of people was not real friendly. But when I put a mask on, when I went in the store, like I noticed this yesterday at Sprouts, people are more comfortable. It's almost like you're respecting them. And I'm doing it now because I just think it's comfortable for other people. I'm not sure how effective it is. I'm hopeful that the dialogue from the medical experts will continue. I know early on they said wearing a mask isn't helpful. Now everybody's wearing a mask to protect other people from you, not to protect you, but, you know, to kind of somehow capture all the germs that you might pass when you sneeze or cough or something like that. So I just think that our hearts need to be motivated by caring about other people. And we don't actually know the answers to a lot of these questions.
Correct.
So be motivated by love. Be motivated by care. I thought it was really interesting. Well, there's all kinds of things we're going to talk about, but I got two more questions from listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. Chevy Silverado 1500. Check engine light has been coming on periodically for about 120 days. This person was told by the dealer that it is a catalytic converter warning light, and I don't need to worry about it. But he's asking us, should I worry about it?
More than likely, it's going to be a catalytic converter efficiency code, if that's what they're talking about. Uh-huh. And what it's saying is the catalytic converter itself is not plugged up, okay, or anything like that. The vehicle's running fine. But the emissions that's coming out of the tailpipe is not being as effective for our air breathing as it should be.
Okay.
On this type of system, you have two oxygen sensors. You have a front oxygen sensor and a rear oxygen sensor. Front one is in front of the catalytic converter. The rear one is in the rear, behind the catalytic converter. The rear one is what actually monitors the effectiveness of the catalytic converter. As the gases go into the catalytic converter and the precious metals in there change it, you know, that's what catalyst means, to change something, to the other side, that over there says oxygen sensor senses how much oxygen is actually coming out of there, or is that catalytic converter kind of letting raw fuel just dump out and it's not being as effective as it should be? Okay.
So it does need to be fixed.
It does. It does need to be fixed for, and I have two different reasons for that. One, you're polluting the air. Mm. Two, that light is on and you know nothing of what's happening with your vehicle.
Yeah.
So if you have another problem, that light is on already.
Yeah.
You know, I've literally had people come in and tell me this. Oh, that light's been on forever. And I'll go ahead and scan it and I'll show it to them. I said, you got 20 codes in here.
Wow.
They go, well, it was just one before. I said, I understand that. I said, but you've had other things breaking down and you didn't know it because the light was already on.
Yeah.
You know, again, I said, that's an indicator that you have a problem. You know, it wasn't a fabricator. Yeah. It was just an indicator of a problem.
Yeah. That seems like another pretty good metaphor, John, spiritually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, what I actually always go back with is feelings and emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, emotions are indicators, not fabricators.
Yeah.
In other words, and you can either go back to worship, you know, when you're thinking about worship and music, okay, do you have to get all worked up, mm-hmm. you know, or am I worked up because I love Christ?
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know, I've always found that fascinating in athletics. There were certain individuals that had to be really mad.
Right.
Like you had to slap them in the head. And then after that, they would just play really hard. They
yeah.
would just get after you. But then there was others. Like I'm watching this Michael Jordan special.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, The Last Dance
right.
on ESPN. And it's kind of a fascinating thing to see how a guy like Michael Jordan motivated himself and other players. And there's a reoccurring theme that little tiny things people would say to Michael Jordan would motivate him to just come out and crush you.
Right.
And I've always tried, when I'm coaching basketball players, and I've done this for a long time with young people, is I've told people, look, you can make as many mistakes as you want on my team as long as you go 100 miles an hour.
Right.
All I've ever wanted is effort.
Right.
And I really think that is true to life. You know, God doesn't expect us to be perfect.
Correct.
That's why he had to send his son. And he's atoned for the mistakes we've made. He just needs us to come before him and go, yep, blew it, God. Need you to forgive me. And we can go on.
No one could have lived the life that Jesus lived.
Yeah.
And you know, and you think about that. No one could make the sacrifice he made.
Yes.
But in my head, I can't keep thinking that none of us, not one of us, could live the life he led. Yes. None of us.
Yeah.
And yet we try and we beat ourselves up because we can't. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't strive for holiness. You should. Mm-hmm. Because without holiness, none of us shall see Christ.
Yes.
None of us will see God. You know, but at the same time, he is our holiness.
Yes.
Yeah. No one could live the life that he did.
One more car question.
Okay.
And it's going to be quick, and I'm going to put you on the spot. We're going to have you back on the program in 3 weeks.
Okay.
They're going to give away an free oil change for a year.
Correct. 4 oil changes. Yes. And but we're taking callers next time.
We're going to take callers next
Correct.
Time, and we're going to give away that prize next time you're on. So I'm going to ask you real quick, how often should you change your oil, John?
Okay. If you look at manufacturer, they say every 3 months or every 3,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 miles is a good indicator for us.
Now, I saw an advertisement, though, where they said you only have to have one oil change a year.
Yeah, good
That's
luck.
That's garbage, right?
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Because you get little metal shavings and stuff, right?
The oil is going to break down. The lubricity of the oil and the viscosity, it will break down, period, the end.
Yeah. So you should every 3,000 miles change
out here.
Out here.
If you lived in California where it took you 3 hours to go 4 miles,
uh-huh.
okay, then every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
That's why that was there.
So more of a timeline. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. Give John a call at 505-892-2300. He can take care of your tires and everything else going on with your car. Awesome to see you, John.
All right. Thank you very much.
We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT.
The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.